with an eclectic collection of trivia, water cooler knowledge, news stories, and motivational thoughts, this is the Voice Over Work podcast brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. I'm your host, Russell Newton. Thanks for listening today and hope you're doing well. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, Practical Self-Discipline. Become a relentless goal-achieving and temptation-busting machine. A guide for procrastinators, slackers, and couch potatoes. Written by Peter Hollins. Narrated by Russell Newton. Lazy. There's so much concealed in such a small word, isn't there? Have you ever had a day where no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't force yourself to do the tasks you wanted to or were meant to? Maybe you had a day spent wasting time online or watching TV, knowing that assignments, important phone calls, or chores were waiting for you, and yet you just couldn't get any of it done. It may have felt like you were moving in slow motion, or just that you had no will to activate your brain from a mode of sloth and sleep. It's a normal feeling, but as with everything, moderation is key. I'm just feeling lazy has become a standard way of explaining this inability to find any willpower, passion, or perseverance for a task. But what does it really mean? And does it actually help us understand what's going on in these apathetic moments and help us overcome them? The trouble with lazy is that it doesn't accurately describe the phenomenon we're talking about, and it certainly doesn't offer a clue on how to be better. Lazy is a harsh value judgment, and worse than that, it fundamentally misunderstands a particular pattern of behavior. Using lazy is lazy, funnily enough. In the chapters that follow, we'll be looking at this laziness, not with condemnation, but curiosity. What's really happening when we put off tasks? How can we realistically get better, other than self-berating and writing off sluggishness as an unchangeable personality trait? What is the root cause of this inability to do? And how can we train our brains to move past it, or at least not make it our default course of action? Why does it feel so damn difficult to lift a single finger sometimes? But in this first chapter, we're going to be taking a different approach entirely. Firstly, we'll dismantle the idea of laziness altogether. It doesn't exist. It's an excuse. And as with 99% of excuses, it is a false construction designed to make ourselves feel better. A strong assertion that makes itself obvious only in hindsight, usually. What does exist, however, are barriers to our action. If you look at a person lounging around in front of the TV in the middle of a weekday in their pajamas, while work piles up around them, you might call them lazy. After all, doesn't this schlub have things to do? People are, at the most basic level, actually quite rational creatures, and they behave as they do for a reason. So when a person's behavior doesn't make sense at first glance, i.e., you can't see the reason, it pays to look deeper. To the environmental context, to the barriers, to the invisible obstacles that, once understood, perfectly explain their behavior. If this is starting to sound more like a psychology book, then the goal is achieved because any problems we have with self-discipline, self-esteem, self-anything, begin with our mindsets and the way we see and observe the world around us. We almost never have external problems. We only have problems of mindset, judgment, and expectation.
Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.